If you're anything like me, you like a bit of order in your life. I think we all hope that life will make sense, that it'll be predictable, that people will see things our way and respond to us the way we'd expect. Yeah, right. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. But no, life isn't always like that. Take Jesus, for example. All he ever did was good. He healed lepers and blind men and bleeding women. He showed the grace of God to sinners and outcasts. He preached with a power and a down-to-earth common sense that moved people so incredibly deeply. Yet still, the religious leaders weren't satisfied. Mark chapter 8, verses 11 to 13. The Pharisees came to Jesus and asked him questions. They wanted to test him. So they asked him to do a miracle as a sign from God. Jesus sighed deeply and said, "Why do you people ask to see a miracle as a sign? I want you to know that no miracle will be done to prove anything to you." Then Jesus left them and went in the boat to the other side of the lake. Really? They had to test him? They couldn't just see all the good he was doing and just be amazed and moved like everyone else? But that's the cost of being about the Father's business. Artist, author, and pastor Mandy Smith puts it like this. Jesus walked dusty roads. He waded through muddy waters. He touched thousands of germ-laden hands. He overturned tables, long-held ideas, and death. Does that sound like a well-ordered, safe, predictable life? No. When you choose to follow Jesus, know this. Life's going to get messy. Get used to it. It's the cost of doing kingdom business. And that's God's word fresh for you today. There's nothing quite like drawing close to God to get us back into experiencing firsthand His presence and His faithful love. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of a special edition book. It's called How to Get Close to God. To request yours, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.